Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Now, it's official, I'm recording. The question that you have to ask yourself when you know, thinking about game is, where did you get your idea about it from? I mean, it was, maybe you've seen it on TV, maybe you've seen it in real life, but what I'm saying is something you saw made you understand, well, that part of it, not understand, but see that part of it. But every time you've seen it, that motherfucker standing on the corner, that motherfucker dealing dope, that motherfucker gambling, that motherfucker, you know, be robbing people. All those motherfuckers doing what they do is a version, their version of being in the game. Why? Because to be in the game, you have to take risks. And this risk that you've taken has to reward you with some money. I mean, that's a very simple, broken down way to understand what game is. Therefore, if you're a Mason and you go to work for a company and you lay bricks, hella good. One of the best designing motherfuckers you ever want to see. You still a fucking Mason. And you ain't got no goddamn game. Now, you can say that I only do what Masons do, and I only do that to the best of my ability, and I stay within the boundaries. Technically, you can say that's game, but technically, you can't. Because where's the risk of you going to the fucking pen? Without that element, whatever you're doing don't have any game in it. I'm not saying you ain't doing shit. I mean, fuck, I'm not. You ain't got to be having no goddamn, you know, game to do what you do shit. I mean, I can look at it and say, man, you gamed up, ain't you? And you say, yeah, man, and then you really don't know what I'm talking about. But I would be talking about, man, I'm in your law office, and I grew up with you, and shit, all you doing is lawyering now, man. So to me, you gamed up. But to this motherfucker here, he ain't hardly gamed up. And that's how it's supposed to be. Because I know what I'm talking about when I say it. It is a really big fucking difference. If you don't fucking know what you're saying, then you should not say it. Because when you say it in the wrong place, the wrong time, some motherfucker gonna get offended. And they gonna check you. And because you mentioned that word game, this motherfucker know what game is. He's going to check you. As soon as you step out of line, he's going to bust your motherfucking ass up. And you don't even know what line is, in line. You just was mentioning that you had game. That's because you're stupid. Motherfuckers don't mention that shit. They know people will see it. 248, I just seen you come on, man. What's happening?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Ned, what's happening with you?
Oh, man, I just want to tell you, man, you a good guy, man. I really appreciate what you've been doing, man.
Well, thanks, bro. Don't you have a question or something?
I ain't going to really say it's a question because I've been watching you for a while, and I feel like I've learned a lot.
You should have, man. I always talking about shit.
Yeah. And I've listened to couple of your homeboys, what's his name, Boss Hogg. And I ain't going to say I have a problem catching because I don't. I've been around for a minute, like in the street life. I just never really been no P or nothing like that. And I feel like I had a problem with girls just being like jealousy, basically. And I just had a hard time dealing with it. And I've been like practicing being more honest because when I was younger, I used to feel like lying was the way to
hey,
go.
Check
then I started
game,
getting older.
Check
like,
game. Check game. You take too fucking long to make your point or tell your story. Who in the fuck want to listen to this shit that you send when every other motherfucker that called in gonna say damn to the same thing, motherfucker? Whoever the bitch is or whatever the fuck you tripping on, you need to understand what you said when you was young and you didn't give a fuck. So why you give a fuck now?
I don't know what you mean by that.
What?
I'm saying when I was younger, I used to lie. Now that I'm
older. Hey, look, man. Hey, look. You was young and you lied. But the point,
yeah.
The point or what you was really working on was you didn't give a fuck what the bitch thought. No way. You was going to do what you do. So why don't you do
exactly.
What you do telling the truth?
Yeah, exactly.
And still not give a fuck.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on, man. Just hold on. 213, what's up? 213, what's up, bro?
Oh, hey, what's up, Robust?
Nothing, what's happening?
I just had a question. How do you go from getting a phone number and escalating to bed?
How do you go from getting the phone number to asking the lady to bed?
Yeah. How do you go from like, oh, well, I'm going to approach and
get
a number?
Stop. I heard the fucking question. So what I'm saying is you are seriously asking me how do you go from getting the number, I guess you said, to getting there to go to bed? Hey, man, that's a good question. You know why?
Why?
Because you don't fucking know the answer. And neither do I. I ain't gonna know what I'm gonna motherfucking do to have bitch until I talk to her. And then, as far as how I'm gonna get her from the conversation or from the phone number to wherever, to my house, to the bed, to wherever I'm trying to get her, I'm gonna just keep talking to the bitch being me. I ain't gonna do nothing else. Now, I think you're one of those guys that think you gotta go into the phone booth and turn into Captain Ketchabitch. But that's not gonna happen, bro. So you can forget that. You better start believing in your own motherfucking ass before you go in the goddamn phone booth. And you ain't gonna need to turn into no goddamn Captain Ketchabitch. Because you already journal and know what the fuck you're doing about a bitch. That's me. Now, hey, 248, I was talking to you, bro. And I kind of forgot what I was talking to you about. What was I talking to you about?
I've just been feeling like I having my hiccup with, like, female jealousy. Like, I normally have at least...
Oh, that's right. Telling the truth. Why don't you tell the motherfucking truth to a bitch, man?
Because I don't care now. But I remember lying is what I was saying. I used to lie. But I've
stop. I told you I don't want to hear your goddamn background. What I'm trying to say is this, bro. Shut the fuck up, please. What I'm trying to say is you know you lie to bitches now. And you know you have not changed one bit about whether or not you finna tell a bitch a lie. Now tell me I'm lying.
I guess you're right. You pick and choose when you lie. Yeah.
Hey, wait, stop. What I'm saying is this, bro. You don't sound like you're in the kindergarten. And you really don't sound like you're in elementary school. So what I'm saying, all this guessing and shit ain't nothing but you lying. Because it ain't no such thing, I guess that's right. It's either right or it's not.
Well, I'm going to say I'm in the practice of just trying to be truthful.
No, you're not. Because you ain't even being truthful with me. You just said what you think you should say to be whatever cool, not cool, but, you know, okay or whatever, to be a, I don't know, not a Christian. You just saying shit, man. And I can tell by your voice. I don't even really have to hear your goddamn words. Dude, you don't know who you fucking with, and the only way you're going to really start learning is if you start telling the goddamn truth. Is anything I just said in the last 2 minutes wrong?
No, you a hundred.
So listen to me then. Why do you think I'm 100?
Think you a hundred because you just a hundred.
Okay, but hold on. Let me just tell you why. The answer was I don't really know why. And I would have told you. Because, motherfucker, I've been doing this shit 15 years. And every time I get on a video, a blog talk, or whatever I'm on, I talk to several motherfuckers like you. They're going to tell me their whole rundown story just to tell me they lie to themselves. I'm just being real with you, man. Ain't no need to lie to your motherfucking self to talk to me. Because if you talk to me and tell the truth, you're going to learn some shit. So what have you actually learned? Because you should have learned something.
Just do you and not give a fuck.
Hey, which would mean what, bro? You talking like riddles. Who want to guess what the fuck you mean?
I mean, that was simple to me. I don't know how else to put it. That's
hey,
how
bro, tell the motherfucking truth. That was what you wasn't doing.
Yeah, okay, right.
No, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. You, the truck got to run you over before you know it hurt. You can't see the motherfucker coming and get out the way. Now, you see it coming and you just come stand there. What is this thing coming toward me for? And just run your ass over. Because what I'm saying is I'm getting y'all in action in the world. So you need to tell your motherfucking ass to start telling the truth and not give a fuck. Because that's what I do. That's exactly what the fuck I do. Baby. Don't ask me shit you don't want to know the truth about. Because
exactly.
I ain't going to lie, because I ain't going to try to remember what the fuck I said. And I'm confident enough that bitch ain't going to do nothing but accept what I say because I'm telling her the truth. That's just how life go, man.
You don't got to remember that.
But that's just how life go. If you start living life instead of letting life live you, you'd understand these things because you try shit. Instead of talking shit. That's all you do is talk shit. Hold on, man. Stay on. 256, what's up? Hey, 213 and 909. I see both of you, but you're going to have to wait. What's up, 256?
Hey, what's happening, bud? Hey, quick. You know, I don't see the phone number on your screen.
Dude, I don't know what you did, but you made your voice go way down, and I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, I was saying I can't see the phone number on your screen.
Wait, man, don't tell me I didn't put... Wait a minute, man. Don't tell me I didn't put that motherfucker. I didn't, man. this is the second time I did that, man. Shit.
But I had a quick question though. So,
come on.
What is it? So you've been talking about game lately, and I just wanted to clarify because I want to say at some point I think you said game is kind of like it's like an understanding of knowledge and wisdom. But
no,
I feel like now
No. With game, just to coin a phrase, is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's game. Wisdom is what you do with what you know. Knowledge is what you know, and understanding is how you let somebody else know what you know. Because when you're doing that, you're showing them how to get the money. This is what y'all don't understand about game. You're just using some fucking word. You may as well be playing pinochle. Because you ain't talking about getting money, so you ain't talking about game. I wish you guys would stop fucking with me with this goddamn Steve Lucario EO bullshit. I'm getting tired of it. You motherfuckers ain't going to get no money, so how you got some game?
I got you. I just want to clarify.
Hey, clarify my motherfucking ass, man. You wanted me to co-sign your bullshit, and I ain't. I ain't co-signing none of that bullshit. I'm sick of them niggas sending you motherfuckers off to get killed. Soon as you walk in the street and say some shit like you be saying, you a mark. And niggas gonna handle your motherfucking ass for bringing your ass out here talking about, yeah, man, I got some game, man, but, you know, I'm a brick mason, yeah. What? You brick-laying motherfucker, go be a brick mason. And the reason they do that, or they will do that, is because they know motherfuckers like you is what's going to fuck the game up. Being stupid. And do not give a fuck that you're being stupid. Because somebody told you it means, you know, whatever I, you, whatever they fucking be saying. I don't know what they be goddamn saying. But I'm starting to get more pissed off at Dean. You know, I'm telling you, that nigga was cool, but he's still cool with me. But this shit is ridiculous. Motherfuckers come on my videos and they say they're an engineer. And then I say, well, how can you know, talk about having game, man? And then them motherfuckers say, hold on. All right, let me just hang up. Then them motherfuckers say, you know, because, you know, as long as I, you know, believe in whatever, however they describe it, whatever the fuck Steve Lucario EO saying, they say that shit to me. And then I say, well, man, that's your job. Well, you know, and they start explaining some more shit them motherfuckers said. And then this is the question that should make them see they don't have no game. I ask them, I say, well, man, what besides your money, I mean your job, do you do that generates money that you're risking going to jail for? Man, I ain't gonna risk going to jail. Tell me a motherfucker with game that don't risk going to jail. Can you tell me a motherfucker with game that don't risk going to jail, bro?
No. Nope.
Huh? I know you can't. Because it ain't no such person. That's why they call it game. Because you got to play your hand to stay out of jail. Because you're going to get some money every day. Fuck them. If I got to get it once a week, I'm going to get enough to last me a whole week. Because I got that game. And fuck the police. But no, a motherfucker, the police, talking to Steve the Dean, can call into my, they got game. Why? Because I'm a police officer and I do it. Man, you fucking asshole. That's all they doing. They watering the shit down so it can fit anybody. And what I'm saying is we all know you like or dislike that nigga you seen on the corner because he was doing whatever the fuck he was doing. But whatever the fuck he was doing, you know he could go to jail for it if the police come. Because you know he ain't just standing there like a bricklayer would be standing there. This nigga doing whatever he doing. You know he is. And if you like it, you do. If you don't, you don't. That's game. Ain't nobody going to tell you what he doing. You're going to find out if you're interested. And you take your ass around the environment and find out. Learn shit. Because as soon as you think you know enough, you're going to start doing it. For money, not for pleasure. You're going to do it for money. And you know this money you're getting is going to be way more than a motherfucker that go to work. But at the same time, a motherfucker that go to work sure ain't got to go worry about going to jail. No. Mm. Fucking three musketeers or, well, the three amigos or whatever the fuck I call them. Them motherfuckers, they don't want to tell you none of this. Why do you think they don't tell you none of this?
Because they don't know about it.
That's right. Because they don't know shit about this. But they want to tell you about it. And you can't tell me you ain't been listening to them niggas, man. That's why I'm telling you this shit. 213. What's up with you, man?
Hey, man. I saw a show of yours, Rosebud. And you talking about how women call you oh so cute. Oh, you look so cute. I was just wondering how do you get like that or get that from women.
Man, I have never accepted some bitch telling me I look cute. I'll slap that motherfucker. So you must have misheard me. You probably heard Steve and Dean on the Lucario. Oh, that's some shit they would say. The bitch can't call me no pet name. You don't want to call me Rosebud, bitch, call me John. If you don't want to call me John, call me Bud. But if you don't want to call me none of that, don't call me baby, honey, none of that motherfucking shit until I done been up in your guts a whole bunch of times. And then you will make a pet name up for me. Because I ain't finna be some other motherfucker's pet name. Shit. Now, what the fuck were you finna ask me? Are you there?
That's what I was going to ask you.
How did I get that way?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, bro. Even though I told you what I told you, I ain't never let no bitch say I was cute. Let me tell you something, man. The way I get them to want to say whatever they say like that, damn, you so handsome. Damn, bud. I really, I'm fascinated with you. But how I get them like that is being like I'm being right now. Mean, don't give a fuck. And if your motherfucking ass give a fuck and you see I don't give a fuck, then you better not fuck with me. That's me. Because what I'm saying is I ain't getting a fuck until I do. But when I do, ask this motherfucker that's up in here with me now. I can give you anything. Shit. But I ain't no goddamn fool. But I know how to treat a motherfucking good bitch. That's because I done had a gang of bitches in my life. I done lost a bunch of shit in my life. But you know I never lose shit because whatever it was, if I like it, I'll go buy it again. Start liking it all over. I don't give a fuck about no kind of material ass bullshit. Although I gotta strive to have it. I wanna feel good when I look in my closet and see all them clothes. I don't wear that shit. But I go shopping like I go shopping like I've been wearing that shit just sit up in my motherfucking closet. Well, I fucking die. You know, one of my nephews gonna get a whole bunch of new clothes. All this fucking $1,800 fucking leather jackets. Hey, I might have worn maybe I got like eight of them, and I might have wore each one of them. The most I wore any one of them is three times. So I'm saying. Yeah, that shit is crazy. But it's not crazy. It makes me happy because that's what the fuck I want to do. Because just in case, you know, I might want to feel like this or that. Woo-woo, I'm putting the shit on. It's in my closet. And that's like every blue moon now. Now, let me tell you motherfuckers the reason I told you to hang on. Because I want all three of you to, you know, hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, and I want you to put your area code in the first three digits of your phone number so I'll know it's you. Nothing to hit you with them audio books, both of them. 12 hours of pure dope. You ain't got to pay shit. All you got to do is keep listening and, you know, keep, you know, asking questions. That's just all you got to do. This is a reward. Now, how you like me now? I know that's cool. Don't thank me. I'm just saying I do that shit. Either one of you got any more questions?
No.
All right, man, I'm gonna X y'all out. Thanks. Check it out, fellas. You got to understand something. See, the reason I'm so offended by this waiter using the word game is that I got friends in the pen doing life, some doing 20 years. I mean, that's the game. Motherfuckers go to jail. That's the game, staying out of jail. That's why we call it, man, your game tight. Otherwise, man, you can go rob a motherfucking bank and come out, you know, still be you on the street and shit, man. God damn, man. That shit dope. You're avoiding the law. So what I'm saying is I got motherfuckers in the pen that I send care packages to. I'm sorry, excuse me, man. So what I'm saying is for some fool to motherfucking belittle that shit, it's just disgusting to me, man. So let me just tell you a few things. You could get life if you was caught in the wrong state with more than one white woman in your car. Life. No charges other than whatever they want to charge you with. I forgot what it was. 678, man, I hope you ain't this motherfucker that I... Hey, what's up, 678?
What's going on, bud? Y'all called in yesterday, man. What was that? All right, cool. Real quick, though, man, I just want to get back on what you were talking about, how, you know, game is really about how you play your hand out in the streets, you know, avoiding the law. I got a lot of partners, you know, that's real street dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like, being in the streets, they really, they that's their living.
Hey, dude, would you
hurry
up with this bullshit? Because I don't even really care what you've been to say. Because all you're trying to do is explain some bullshit, man. I mean, if you believe that goddamn shit, you believe it. What the fuck have you done illegal that supports you?
I've done a lot.
What?
I ain't going to speak on exactly what, but I have
to. You full of shit, motherfucker. You're lying. You ain't did shit.
I mean,
hey, listen to me, man, please. You gave a generic answer. I did a lot. Then when I said, can you please shut the fuck up? Because if you don't, I'm Xing you out and I'm not answering you again. You gave a generic answer. I do a lot. And then when I say, what the fuck you do? Whatever it is I do is so goddamn, you know, incriminating that if I mention it on the air here, the FBI is going to take me to jail, so I won't do that. Come on, you fucking asshole. Be a man. Be a motherfucking man. I pimped hoes, motherfucker. I sold dope, motherfucker, when I was a kid. What the fuck did you do, bitch nigga?
Nah, all right, I got you, bro. I feel you on that. So the things I've done, man, I don't sold. Weed, also pills, also all kinds of shit.
Answer the motherfucking question. What the fuck did you do illegal to generate you a lifestyle that you could claim it? I.e. gamble, i.e. rob motherfuckers, i.e. break into goddamn cars, i.e. sell dope, i.e. all kind of goddamn shit you could claim, you fucking lying ass motherfucker. Now, you got fronted off, bitch. Now what?
I mean, hey, you ain't from me up, man. I'm just saying, I told you I sold drugs.
What the fuck about being from New York, punk? You ain't from New York either. I can hear it in your voice, bitch.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm not from New York.
That's right. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I never said out where I was from.
Hey, you the one brought up New York. I didn't bring it up.
I ain't say nothing about New York. You said I'm not from New York.
You said you ain't from New York, and you made your point. And then I said you ain't from New York either.
I never say, but I ain't never said that, yo.
Oh, I must have misheard you then, bro. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
My bad.
You sure?
Okay.
I mean,
so,
basically what I was
look,
saying,
I don't want to talk to you no more, man. You're a fake dude, man. You fake,
I mean,
man. All you know. All you're trying to do, I don't know what you're trying to do, really. Fuck you, man. I'm done talking to you, man. Go talk to Steve the Dean and explain to him all this bullshit. Talk to Lucario and then tell that motherfucker about where he from and shit. And talk to EO and tell that motherfucker that the three amigos that fucked you up because your ass
man.
Is fucked up.
I ain't fucked up, bro. I like
okay,
to say, I'll call in.
Hey, 862, excuse me for you having to hear that shit, but that's a really weak brother. I hope you ain't. What's up?
What's poppin', homie?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hey, shit, what's the topic of discussion today? How niggas getting money? What we talking about?
Man, we ain't talking about getting money. We talking about can you go to jail for what you do? For your income? That's what we talking
can
about.
Can you or should you?
No, can you?
Okay.
No, I'm not saying can a person go. I'm saying can you go? Because I'm talking about game. Game ain't no generic word where some motherfucker can come talking about what the fuck he think game is. Every motherfucker that train game is doing something to generate money, and what they generating is providing them a lifestyle to live in so they can hang out at night, so they can do whatever the fuck they do with their money, so they can buy the cars they buy the clothes they buy, do the things they do. Not so they can go to fucking work and goddamn punch a clock with some bastard.
Yeah.
That's
what
the talk is about today. So you got something to say about it or what?
I mean, you know, I think best thing to do, anybody, let the money work for you in that circumstance. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
let the shit work for you, build it up.
Bro.
Stop.
I'm not saying there's no such thing as business. I'm not saying there's no such thing as doing whatever the fuck a motherfucker do for money. I'm saying you can't claim the word game unless you've got game. And the only way you could think you have game is if you're doing something illegal that's generating you money and you're living extravagantly. If you a goddamn thief and all you doing is stealing for some drugs, that ain't no game. But if you a thief and you stealing and you can live high on the 12th floor the way, you know, working motherfuckers live, that's game. Now, all you motherfuckers can believe what you want to believe. 716, what's up?
What's up with you, bud? How you feeling?
I'm good. You hear how I'm feeling, so what's up?
Man, I just hopped on. I thought I was going to be able to listen in. I just heard you. I see the title. What do you do? If you do anything, do you get locked up for it? You know, is you jeopardizing what you're doing? And I just wanted to hear a little bit before I chimed in. But I really wanted to chime in on your last podcast you did yesterday. because you were talking about...
Hey, bro, you've been talking for a minute and you ain't told me what you want.
I want to tell you how you changed my life, man. The way that
really?
You changed my life. Yeah, the way that you changed my life is that I noticed everything was about me. It all comes back down to me to the point where, you know, I don't got to maintain nothing else but me. I ain't got to maintain nobody's feelings. I ain't got to do none of that. And it's been a wonderful journey for me because my thoughts, I'm able to watch my thoughts now. I'm able to watch them and watch them go by me and let them not distract me. And just let them go by me. Just like a bitch.
Hey, bro.
That
hey, listen, what you're doing is actively thinking. Thinking is a process that you don't have to stop to do. You know, thinking is something that most of you younger cats never really did or tried to do or even wanted to do. But you see how easy it is because now you're almost automatically doing it. All you had to do was realize how much benefit was in it for you to think about what the fuck you saying, think about whatever the hell you thinking of, what it's going to make you do, how it's going to make you act. Think about all that real fast. And you're doing it real fast, ain't it? Don't take long, do it.
Nah, I don't. And don't. This girl just texted me. And she said, you good? I said, yeah, when you going to tell me you like me? And she sent me a smiley face and asked me, what do I mean? Now, I could say a bunch of things to that, and I ain't no pimp or nothing like that. But shit.
Why don't you tell her what you mean?
I mean, that's clear as day.
Hold on, man. Answer the question. Why don't you tell her what the fuck you mean?
Okay,
Hey, you don't know what you mean. That's why you shouldn't say shit you ain't thought about. Because a bitch might do just what she did. Ask you about what you said. What if you was in person? And she did that.
I would have had to make up some shit on the fly.
Well, man, you ain't got to make up nothing. You just got to tell her something you thinking. You ain't making up shit. I want to go, you know, sail over the moon and all. No, man, just tell her whatever you thinking. What does that mean when tell you like me? You could have just told her just what I said. I like you, whatever your name is. And then put them in quotes. You could have did that. You already had asked her that. Right?
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but listen to me, fella. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you motherfuckers don't want to think. You don't want to think. You just want shit to be given to you. You want it to be laid in your lap. You have automatic shit going right in front of you, and you ain't even looking for it. How you gonna find what you looking for if you don't find shit that's already in front of you? Otherwise, when you find shit that's in front of you, might not be what you're looking for. At least now you know you better be looking because there's shit to find. Goddamn, come on, man. That's how we gotta think, man. Hey, man, I was going to say you had my course, man, but I'm kind of thinking you don't now. Do you?
I do.
Something was telling me at first you did, but then when you said that last bullshit, like, maybe this motherfucker don't, man. Maybe he just kind of char. But I hear all in what you're saying. That's why I agree with the snap why, but you're seeing shit correctly. And just keep rolling, man. Hang on. 770 and 815. I'm going to get you in a minute. 770, what's up?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Ain't nothing to it, man. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, man, it's a beautiful thing seeing you step it up, you know what I'm saying, as years go by through the decades, man, you know, from the social media to the podcast, you know what I'm saying. I'm checking. That's my first time really watching this show right here on YouTube, so it's always a beautiful thing to see, you know what I'm saying, put the game out there. But my take on things right now, I looked at the question you asked and the topic of the show, and I think, you know, majority of your fans going to come to you for the ism. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really going to come to you really about nothing else too much else because you well known for the ism. But I want to let them little niggas know, and the older ones too, you know what I'm saying? Like, the game ain't what it was in the 70s or the 60s or the 80s for that matter. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, right now you got the game that been infiltrated, and it ain't just by suckers and lanes and lollipops and shit like that. The game been infiltrated by, you know, government officials and stuff like that. So what you think you looking at to glorify the game, you really putting yourself in position to get charged, you know what I'm saying, and get hit up with
hold up,
charges.
Hold up. Man, you talking some scary-ass bullshit. I can't help it, man. You talking some scary-ass motherfucking bullshit.
What's that about?
Don't cut me off when I tell you what the fuck I'm talking about. Niggas is out there doing exactly what we used to do, gaining shit the way we used to do. You right, the game been infiltrated, but it's been infiltrated by motherfuckers like you that need to stay out
like
the
me.
Motherfucking way, and you ain't got to have nothing to say about no motherfucking game. Just stay out the goddamn way. You don't have nothing to say about it because I can hear in your voice you don't know shit. This is what's wrong.
It's your show, so you can feel like that. But at the end of the day, all I'm trying to do is get a young nigga to head up to where they ain't got to make no mistakes by hopping in something that they don't really know in the
bro.
Problem. Now, for you to flip the script, to act like you know
bro.
More than me,
hey,
that's bullshit.
Hey,
but let me tell you something now. I came to you respectfully. For you to sit up there and turn that into something about me being scared of what? Scared of who? I'm putting it out there for the next motherfucker who thinking he going to do it like Rosebud claimed he did it. Or like Rosebud faked like he did it. You understand what I'm saying? When the money was good. When you could get away with a lot of bullshit. But what I'm saying to the next nigga in this generation, it ain't as easy as it was back then. And if you trying to shine and think you going to get all kind of accolades,
bro,
and hopes, it's not going to go like that.
Okay, you didn't have
that.
You had that talk, so let me talk. Motherfucker.
You ain't gonna put no flag on me about scared of shit. I'm just up here trying to let the
okay,
world know that the game ain't what it was for them to be.
Okay, hey, Mr. Brave Guy, you're brave. You're not scared. So can I talk now or what?
Go ahead, Mr. Clean.
What I'm saying, man, it wasn't easy when we was doing it. The same shit, different titles, different charges maybe, trafficking maybe is the new one, but the same shit you talking about was out there for us to avoid. And the only way you avoid it is to live the life you living the way it's supposed to be lived. That's called game. When you step outside that shit, believing some bullshit some motherfucker saying, you gonna get charged. And you can say I'm Mr. Clean or whatever, but I ain't been to the penitentiary, motherfucker. I ain't got no stab wounds. I ain't got no goddamn bullet holes in me. And I've been all over this motherfucker talking the shit I'm talking now. Don't fuck with me telling me some shit you think and you didn't got insulted. Because I told you the truth, nigga. If you ain't making no money of what the fuck you talking about, you just talking to a nigga with game. Now, what the fuck you got to say?
This is what the fuck I got to say. I mean, I call you Mr. Clean because you look like him. At the end of the day, what I meant by what I said was I'm just trying to save the life for the next young man who's thinking that what he's seeing these videos and movies and all that old bullshit is something to try to do. When at the end of the day, if you ain't doing it right and you're trying to go to the wrong people, you can get caught up in something that you ain't got no business getting caught up in. It wasn't no disrespect really towards anybody until you hopped out there with that bullshit. Now, I will say this. You ain't the only nigga with game. You ain't the first pimp. You ain't damn sure ain't going to be the last. So you act like you know who you talking to when a real nigga talking to you. That's all I'm saying,
bro.
Back to the script of what I was saying.
Hold up, bro. What I'm saying is this. I'm talking to you like I know a nigga got some game, or else I would have X'd your bitch talking ass out. But I do know you said some shit you believe. I do know that you, you know, ain't no sucker. But I'm telling you, man, that fucking shit don't roll with me. And I'm not giving a fuck how you feel about it. And if we was in the street, wouldn't I tell you the same shit? If that's what the fuck I thought?
I wouldn't doubt that. That's a fact. I wouldn't doubt that, and I damn sure tell you the same exact thing, too.
I'm not saying you would not tell me the same shit you saying. I'm saying that it ain't got nothing to do with where we at. It got something to do with what I think. And I already gave you your respect, whether you know it or not, because if you listen to me, I ex motherfuckers out. And I tell everybody that's listening that was a punk. I'd have did that to you if I thought that. So whatever the fuck you hear in my voice, that's on you for what you think, because I'm just talking.
For sure.
For sure, my motherfucking ass. Now what?
Oh, this what? Nigga, see, I thought you were still talking, but this what? Like I said, I appreciate that, but at the same time, like I said, I was just trying to get the message to the ones who looking for something that ain't there. They fuck going down a dead end.
Yeah,
you know,
the
brothers
telling them scary shit. They can't avoid what's out there. They gotta know how to deal with it. And
that's where the game come in.
The only way to deal with it is to know what the fuck you're doing, because you know what game is. That's what this whole thing is about, what game is. And I know if you ain't getting no money from what the fuck you claiming, you ain't representing no game. Everything you saying as far as if that's what you believe, man, what the fuck can I say about that? That's what you
believe.
That's
what I'm trying to figure out. But you're saying a whole goddamn lot, though. But go ahead.
Hey, bro. Hey, that's me. I'm going to say a lot. You take from it what you want to take from it. And I ain't backing up from nothing I said. And you can tell that how I'll be quiet and let you talk.
Respect is respect. You know what I'm saying? Either way you look at that now, you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
well,
you think I speak,
right.
I ain't cut you off.
I'm respecting you, man, so you can't tell me how to talk. If you don't like it, you're supposed to stop talking to me. I mean, that's how that go. But if you're going to get mad and start talking all that shit, what the fuck? I ain't scared to bump heads with you.
My whole thing was when I'm making a point, and you flip my point to some as if it's not relevant
Wait, this is what I got to do to you. Because I'm tired of arguing. My voice is getting bad. I didn't get to do what I had to do all this fucking time. But I got a lot of other calls. 815-336-213-447. That looks like that fucking pizza dude. So we going to take them in order. 815, what's up?
I want to approach this from a different angle. Like
approach
said,
what, bro?
The topic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you look at it, like I said, I follow the logic, you know. If you look at it from what it is in the reality of the situation we living in, you got to realize if you're a person of color, melanated, we're born in a prison. So if you have that understanding from the foundation, then how you live your life, you know, you work around that, knowing that you're already in a prison, so that just make you sharper at what you do. And then the second thing I want to say is I know you're having a conversation and you want people to be engaged in that conversation, but this particular topic, I think people are not going to, they feel like they're incriminating themselves, so they're not going to speak on it the way you want them to speak on it. And that's
hey,
my
bro,
take on
stop,
that.
stop, man. Listen, get this through your head, man. People can think what they want to think, but it's fear and fakery. Because I done said I pimped bitches. Hey, I'm not talking to you about what you're talking about. I'm talking about a broader subject, about a motherfucker talking about they incriminating themselves, blah, blah, blah. They don't mention their name or their city or where the fuck they live or what the fuck they doing, do they?
But that's a loose end, though. You, like, you never know, man. They always listening.
Bro,
you know,
bro.
This not your platform.
You're right. Hey, you're right. You're right. You never know. Don't you think the nigga pimping hoes think that, man? You never know, man. But do you think that's going to stop me from talking to this bitch on the phone about my motherfucking money? Bitch,
nah,
please.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm just saying. Come on, man. You motherfuckers just be full of shit. You know it's all...
I agree. Most are full of shit, but it's a lot of people who not made it to the level where they can articulate it the best.
Hey, bro, listen. What I'm saying is this. If you really had some game and you was answering this question I asked, man, what the fuck have you done in your motherfucking life that's illegal that you motherfucking could have went the fucking pen for? I asked it like that for a reason, because punks gonna get bashed up against the fence and not be able to speak common sense. Motherfucker, I be on the blade every night, and depending on what's on the menu. I mean, there's all kind of ways you could have answered that shit.
But the reason why I came at it the way I did, because...
I ain't talking about you, man. I don't give a fuck about you. You care about you. I don't care about you. I'm talking about every motherfucker that was talking about it. Where they was coming from was the same scary shit you saying you just had the nerve to say it. They could have answered me, and they could have let me know they got game. But no, I got game, and I'm going to shut them motherfuckers up like I did. I'm telling you, game be used in real time, not because you thought of it. You niggas is crazy thinking you got the game. I don't give a fuck. I just wish you don't say it on my channel. Stay on here, 815-336. What's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Hold on, bud. Shit. Hello, can you hear me?
Is this, I can hear 336. Now, come out.
Yeah, this 336, bud. What I'm saying is this, man. I just...
Hey, can you get off the Bluetooth or whatever and just talk into the phone?
I just did.
Okay.
And this is what I got to say about the topic. Would I risk jail time for what I'm doing? I'm just tuning in about me. And me personally... I'm not going to risk jail time for what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is lawn work, man. And that's the reason I'm
Stop. Now, you just said you're not going to risk jail time for what you're doing, which I ain't got no problem with.
That's what I said.
But I want to ask you this. Listen, are you one of those brothers that run around talking about you got game?
Do I run around saying, you said run around asking, do I got game?
No, I don't. Saying, man, I got game, man, whatever. Do you run around doing that?
No, I don't.
Okay, stop.
I don't do that, man.
Stop. Let me show you where you off as far as the topic go. Because the topic is about motherfuckers that have watered down the meaning of the word game. To any motherfucker that have two legs can say they got game. So that's why the question came up, is what you doing for money risking going to jail? Because you can't mention one person in the history of the game that wasn't risking going to jail doing whatever he did.
Okay. I'm understanding what you said, and this is what I got to say about that. I'm not risking. Now, as far as the game goes, the game is this, just believe in yourself and know you. So I'm knowing me, and what I'm saying is I'm not risking jail time for what I'm doing.
Bro, please. You fucking, that's not what game is, but if that's what you think it is, okay. You already said you ain't risking going to jail. I already understand that. You already said you do landscaping and shit. So it's cool.
That's it.
I understand. But the point you're totally missing is that if you ain't one of them motherfuckers that be running around talking about you got game, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that be lying and faking because they heard the word game. That don't sound like you because you said you don't even run around doing that.
It does. It's not me. And when you say they running around lying, I don't know what they doing. I'm not focused on them.
Bro, this is a talk show. People call in and say what they doing. If you ain't been listening, of course you don't know what they saying. I'm saying, because I've been on this motherfucker for an hour already with these cats. I'm only saying and responding to what the show is about. You had the wrong impression, and you won't even accept it.
The only thing I'm saying is this, that I did just tune in. Now, I'm just going off the topic.
Listen, please. Hang up, bro. Just hang up. Don't nobody care what you're saying. You already said what you're saying, and I understand it. So we don't care anymore about what you're saying. And if you don't hang up, I'm going to ask you out.
Well, I'm hang up.
Go ahead. 213, what's up with you?
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's
happening? How do you not give a fuck? How do you not give a fuck?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
You mean how do you not care?
Yeah, like the what you were talking about earlier.
Wait. Let me ask you something. You are at McDonald's. You and your little brother. And whatever, you got your meal, he got his meal. And that motherfucker reach over there and grab your hamburger and bite it. No, of course, you might slap him upside his motherfucking head. But now, if you was at McDonald's eating your hamburger and I grabbed your fucking hamburger, there would be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Don't mind, man. Are you sure?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, the one with your little brother, even though you didn't like him biting your hamburger, you didn't give a fuck. That's your little brother. So whatever you think in that process is what you think when you don't want to give a fuck. Because when I grab your hamburger, it's a whole nother situation. You feel me? All right, man. I guess you do. Hey, 313, what's up?
Hey, what's good, bud? I got a quick question for you.
Like, all right.
You had the one gentleman, and you was trying to explain to him, like, the topic wasn't really about him because it just didn't concern him. As a teacher, do you think it's really hard for the younger guys with their comprehension skills?
Yeah, because they don't listen. They don't care. Let's say you're one of those young dudes and you're on the phone waiting to ask the question. And then I do choose you to ask the question. You don't really give a fuck about what your question is. You just want to praise whatever you're saying so it would give me the most opportunity to agree. So once I agree, you'll be able to continue talking. But if I disagree, you ain't gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about because you wasn't even talking about what I was talking about from Jump Street. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Just like the brother was trying to tell me about he ain't gonna risk going to jail. The call a couple calls ago. I ain't gonna risk going. Man, ain't nobody saying you should risk go to jail. I'm talking about if you want to run around claiming you got some game, you better be risking going to jail for whatever game you think you got. Because every motherfucker that's got game take that risk. That's all I'm saying. That's to negate them fucking three amigo motherfuckers that's causing all this problem. Because they took the word or the meaning of game and they put it in a bowl and they poured a whole bunch of water on it. And they stirred it up till it, you know, blended. And now they're saying game. And, you know, they got big audiences, man. And they reaching a lot of people. And they reaching them with this fake bullshit information. And some of them motherfuckers overflow to my shit. And when we get to talking and the word game come up or however it comes up, the motherfucker gets to want to debate with me what game is. I mean, it's like if you wanted to learn how to play basketball and Michael Jordan was going to teach you, would you tell him how to do a crossover or would you do what he tell you a crossover is?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, man, that's how fucked up it is, but it's cool. Hey, well, all y'all hold on because I'm finna hit y'all. Hey, I'm finna pick you motherfucking foreign number or whatever. What's up, man? 447.
Hello, yeah, let me get large pizza. Let me know my
I thought you was that motherfucker, man. Hey, I already told you, bro. All you gotta do is give me your goddamn address. And I send that pizza there, but you won't never give me the address. So you're calling in asking for a pizza don't make sense because you're not giving me your address.
Yeah, let me get the number. Right, let me get the number six.
All right.
Large pizza.
Hey, this dude, you ain't going to believe this, but he waited 35 minutes. So he can do that. And he's going to call right back. I'm telling you guys, man. 213 and 313. Oh, shit. Both of you motherfuckers, don't use your area codes. Do not use your area codes. Just put your phone number, both of you. The 7-digit phone number. So that I can know it's you. And I want you to hit my goddamn email, askrosebud@gmail.com, so I can hook you up with that audio book. God damn it. Both of you. All right? You got to do it today. If you don't do it today, I'm not going to be, you know, staying to my word. It's only for today. 773, what's up?
Rosebud, what's the word, big
dog? Yeah. What's happening?
Man, bro, I just got to tell you that I admire you, bro. I seen all your shit, bro. I listened to your audio book. And the thing is, brother, I want to know, what can you get out of the game beyond these bitches, beyond the nut? What else can you get out the game for a square?
Okay, but see, God, you guys make me fucking sick. Listen to me, man. Do you know what this show is about?
Absolutely. Will you go to jail for what you do?
Yeah, but that's the question generated from the actual fact that the word game is being misused. And unless what you're talking about will send you to jail, it has nothing to do with game. So whatever question you're asking, you can ask it. But leave the word game out of it because it changes the whole complex of the goddamn question. Well, when you're talking to me.
Understood.
When you're talking to Steve and Dean and Lothario and Elo, you can keep talking because you didn't say nothing but the color red. So, okay, if you understand, let's go, bro.
Absolutely. You the Michael Jordan of this shit, I would never try to tell you some shit about the game. I would listen to you. But all I'm trying to say, or all I'm trying to ask is, you know, what is there beyond that point of these bitches? Because I'm not trying to say I got game, but I can holler at these bitches. I can get a nut. I can get some money out of bitch. I can get what I want.
Bro, I'm not stupid. I understand your question. What I'm saying is this, man.
Absolutely.
You get extreme confidence. You if you can holler at women and you can see your conversation doing to that woman what you want your conversation to do to her, otherwise make her like you, bringing her closer to you, and right now you only got to be like this, whoop, 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 and you can take her home. Now, what I'm saying is this is, gives you a lot of confidence. Not because,
absolutely.
Well, it is because you can talk that bitch into giving you some pussy. But if you take it past that, why can't you talk to a motherfucker interviewing you to hire you? Why can't you know exactly what to say to some contractor to see that your company is the one to fuck with? I'm saying the game teaches you the art of conversation. The game teaches you that conversation is either a tool or a weapon. And if you don't use it like that, you ain't getting shit you talking about. It's a weapon when you keep motherfuckers off you, like that motherfucker was talking that goddamn shit wanted me to go for. But it's a tool when I'm talking to, if that's the case, abroad. And I know how to use both of them as such. I ain't going to be just talking like these motherfuckers be doing when they just be talking to me. They don't be really saying shit. But what I'm saying is I'm listening to what they're saying because I'm a conversationist. And unless I listen, I'm not going to know what to say to them. So even if I don't like what I'm hearing, I still got to listen to them. 773, that's you. Let me, wait a minute, 731, I mean. What's up?
What's going on, bud? It's Jay Click.
All right, what's happening?
I just wanted to let the alumni know that the ones that are not in the group, we got a call every Thursday. So this Thursday at 9 Eastern, we're talking about the Alumni Fest happening in November 13th. So the alumni that's listening, go to Rosewood's Facebook page, and you can see the friends list, me, Jason Click, Dave, Cameron Foster will send you the link over and tap in every Thursday. So today at 9 Eastern.
Man, thanks, bro. Who is this?
Jay Click.
Jay Click?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, Mr. Click. Right on. For sure. Appreciate it, man. Hey, you guys.
No
doubt. So check game. I don't, you know, want to continue talking about that like that. Because what I'm saying is, regardless of what amount of time you can get, if you're a pimp, if you're a gambler, if you're a robber, whatever it is, there's always been years involved if you get caught. There's never been a time where any of that can go on and you get caught and you ain't getting no fucking years. So when you decide to do that or enter that lifestyle, you already accept not only you can, you know, go to jail, you can fucking get killed. You accept it. So I'm saying this is all included in game. I had the pimp game. And this, you know, stuff that I'm hearing is just really starting to really bother me. And you, think about it, man. You got it, excuse me, engineers. Excuse me, man. I need some water. You guys know when I really get to spin shit that I believe, I get the heat cups. Okay. But what I'm saying is, because of these three amigos, you got railroad workers, taxi drivers, and engineers calling into this show, arguing with Michael Jordan of the game about what game is. I mean, like that brother said, I ain't the only one with game. I'm not the only one that you know, that did some shit that made me tried and tested. But I have been tried and tested. So what I'm saying is, okay, we got some more callers. 209, what's up?
What's up, Mr. Rosebud?
None, brother. What's happening with you?
Man, I agree with what you're talking about, man. I come from the dope game, right? And so
right.
With that, it took some game to survive it.
Hey, wait, stop. Now, you guys got to understand some shit right here. You've been listening, those of you who've been listening, you heard me say real motherfuckers with real game ain't gonna hardly be scared to say what the fuck they did. Because they got real game. So, bro, you just proved that for me, man. So go ahead. I love it.
Yeah. But at the same time, after I got enough of it, I changed the game, right?
Right.
You know, went to a work thing, right? But I used some of the shit just to navigate through what I'm going through now. You know what I mean? So
hell
I understand
yeah.
What you're saying.
Bro, listen to me. You're saying what I'm saying. You're not saying it like I'm saying it. But the pimp game, I use it to do what I'm doing now. I think the same way. You gamed up, bro. I really appreciate that, man. And, before you get to talking shit, make sure you hit me.
But I don't fool with the computer though.
I don't fool with the computer though, bro.
Once I get I'll hit you again and try to get up on all that.
Volumes of my book.
Hey, I'm gonna call you another time, but check it out. I appreciate the way your conversation go, man, the way you be checking motherfuckers, don't give them time to fill your head full of a bunch of bullshit, okay? I love it. Hey, I appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I understand not everything what you talk about, but I understand a lot of it, and I appreciate
man,
you, bro.
I can hear the way you kicking that you understand it. hey, game recognized game, man. It's true. It ain't just a thing.
For sure.
You know.
That's right.
Be cool.
Hey,
404,
what's up with you?
What's up, bud? What's going on?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Ain't nothing. Hey, I just was able to put two and two together when you talk about the game. Because I think a lot of people get a whole bunch of stuff mixed up. But when you were saying using the pimp game, that was one thing. But I remember hearing my older folks talk about it. Like, they say, like, yeah, well, he in the robbing game. He in the card game. So that's why you saying everybody use game, usually doing time, because around that time, in the 70s or whatever, like I said, using the pimp game, using the robbing game, using the card game, using the stealing game. So all these game things.
Wait. The word game being used in the context you're using it in, it does mean what I'm saying, but it's still not what I'm saying. It does mean it because them motherfuckers playing cards, they gambling, you know, they gonna make some money. You know, that motherfucker robbing the motherfucker, you know, they do that. That's what they do. You know, when they say you in that game, it's like you're not a hustler. That's what you do. He in the robbing game. You know, he in the card game. You know, you know, oh, that nigga a hustler. He can rob you. He can play cards. You know what I'm saying? when you have game, it's specific to whatever it is that you're doing that you claiming to have game for.
Right.
You know, like he in the forging game. That nigga forging shit. Risk him going to jail. But go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Cause that's what I'm saying. Cause even when I was coming up in the 90s, the game was really your ability. You got the ability to go ahead and put this into work to get what you get, the results you want to get, whether you at work on a 9-to-5 or you mainly was talking to women back then. That's when the music was.
Well, it ain't whether you on a 9-to-5. I was going to disagree with that. But when you said it mainly is about talking to women, as far as where you was coming from, it might have been. But, you know, the game is like we were saying. It's me and you, we finna go rob this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
We in the robbing game. Yeah. You know, nigga, we going to get this nigga tonight. You know, period. Mm-hmm. Hey, and me and you go get him. And then we get away, do what we do. But what I'm saying is when they use that word game today, they can mean
it's watered down.
They going to work.
It's watered down now. It ain't even the same thing. Now it's commercialized. They done got to a hold to it, and now it's commercialized. So, like you said, I totally agree with you. It's nowhere close to what it used to be.
You know what, man? I've been ranting about game and all that shit. But I may as well accept it because it's already watered down. You know, I ain't going to save it. I call myself wanting to save it. I told my nigga Shantae, man, nigga call me, man, you hear them motherfuckers, everybody talking about game? Yeah, nigga, you know, I mean, you know, man, that's what got me on this. But I'm about
to. And that's something I wanted to ask you. I'm like, you damn near going to have to come up with another word just to keep it authentic. Because once they commercialize it, you know, once it's commercialized,
it's kind of funny
going to take it out.
Bro, you got to hit me too so I can, you know, give you that audio book, man, because believe it or not, I just now accepted that. I've been running from that, man. I swear to God. That's why I've been so mad about it, because I've been trying not to accept that it's already watered down.
Yeah, man, it's been over with. Once it's on the YouTube and other folks talking about it, even if you got the authentic, there's so much fake.
I can forget it, though, bro.
Yeah, it's a rep.
Hey, hit me, man. You know. AskRosebud@gmail.com. I'm going to give you both of them audio books, man.
Hey, 12 hours
of pure dope. Would it score musically with a whole bunch of fly-ass jazz shit, hip-hop shit? You know, just bad to make the whole story just, you could dry. You'd be going home, and home might take you 10 minutes. Next thing you know, you've been driving 45 minutes. You just forgot where you was going listening to this shit.
Well, it's all good. I got a couple of joints rolled ready to listen.
Hey, I'm going to hook you up, man. Just hit me. Make sure you hit me today with the first, the area code and the first three digits of your phone number, all right?
And that's AskRosebud.com.
AskRosebud.com.
All right, I'm on the way.
Right. Okay, now, 216, what's up?
Hey, Bud, what up, man? I just joined the show and shit, so I hope I'm not off topic. But, hey, the question I'm about to ask you, you're going to want to give me the audiobook 1 and 2, but I already got it, though. I got both, and they dope. They dope as hell. Last caller, you're going to enjoy that shit. But listen, Bud, it's my question, man. This whole game shit, I got a feeling like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It has to do with criminal activity. Like, I've been a street nigga my whole life. And would you agree it's just unfair for a nigga who never really lived on the other side of the law to just come in and claim some shit that we had to go through the hard way?
No, it's not fair. Why you think, hey, listen, I don't know if you really listen to the three amigos, Steve, Dean, Lucario, and EO, but they talk about game all the time. But you ask any one of them motherfuckers, what have you done illegally that generated a lifestyle you could depend on? Because that's what the game is.
Right.
That's what it is. Every motherfucker in the game is fucking with something that's going to send them to jail. Go ahead.
What you just said is the crux. And it sounds like a little bit, you're hesitating a little bit, but to just put it out there, and it's like, it got to be some illegal shit.
Well,
and that's what,
it is illegal shit. You don't know nobody. When you was growing up, when your dad was growing up, when his dad was growing up, they didn't know nobody that was in a game that wasn't risking going to jail.
Right.
And because that's a part of the game. You know, the motherfucker in jail crying, oh, man, I didn't look. Man, you knew that shit coming in. It's a risk. You win or you lose.
Right.
You know? And you know that coming in.
And
don't
let me say this, bud.
No motherfucker that don't want to go to jail fucking with him. Shit. I ain't saying you got to want to go to jail, but you got to be willing to go. To even
no, we risk a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, man, listen, you already got the book. Do you like to read?
I love to read, baby.
Listen to this. Go to rosebudtheauthor.com. And I got books on that motherfucker. And what I'm saying is you ain't got to choose them in the blind. You could listen to 10 minutes of me orating each one of the books and choose two of them, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, bud, for real. I'm going to do that for sure.
Hey, man, make sure you put your area code in the first three numbers of your phone number, and you got to do that today or I ain't going to honor the deal.
For sure, I got it.
All right, for sure, man. Thank you. 346, what's up?
Rosebud.
What's that, man?
How much does your book cost?
Both of them for $50 individually, $27.99.
Where can I get them at?
Hit me. Hit PayPal. Hit PayPal.com. Send whatever you're trying to buy. You send it to my email. When you hit PayPal.com, go straight to the send money tab, put my email in it, send the money, and put in comments what you paying for, and I'll shoot it back to you.
All right, cool. Appreciate that.
All right, man, for sure. 817, what's up? 213, you are 817, hold on 1 second. 213.
Yeah.
Are you ready to talk? Or,
I have two questions.
I thought maybe you were still on here. You've been on here long enough. You don't have nothing to say, right?
Yeah, I got two questions.
All right, come on.
How do you not give a fuck when it comes to women?
Hey, dude, you already asked.
All right, then. Well, how can you say an opposite attraction?
Can I explain what?
Opposite attraction.
Opposite attraction.
Yeah.
Where are you at, man, with all that noise in the background?
That might be somebody else. I hear that too.
817, you got a lot of noise in the background?
Yeah, that's me. I'm at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well. Hey, 213, hold on. What's up, 817? We got to hurry up with that because that's a lot of noise. Go ahead, 817.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, when it comes to the game, that implies that you can either win or you can lose.
when it comes to the three dudes that you're talking about, they think just getting some pussy is a win. And that's not a win when you got 4.5 billion females in this world. You get some pussy, that's nothing.
Bro. Man, I mean, I be trying to tell these guys, man. If all you trying to do is get some pussy, man, shit. Motherfuckers with game already whatever they doing in this event, that they get the pussy so the bitch can help them do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Exactly.
They getting that pussy to get the bitch. Not to get the pussy.
That's it. And what you're talking about when it,
go ahead.
And what you're talking about when it comes to game, like I said, it implies you can win or you can lose. And I guess I've never been in that situation or a pimp or sold drugs or anything like that. But a win is like going to jail or doing whatever you're doing, but you're able to come back out and still be on top and come out with your life intact. But a loss is you lose your life. When you go to work and you're talking to a bitch, there's no risk of you losing your life. So you can't say you have any kind of game when you do that.
Exactly. But let me tell you something. Going to jail, that's not part of the win. That is part of the game, but that ain't part of the win. The win is when you do whatever the fuck you're doing. You police even know about you. And you just go switch for the fuck you're doing. And then, you know, whatever amount of time later, you decide, man, I'm going to get out of this shit. And you get out of it and you go be a big old square or whatever the fuck. And next thing you know, you doing shit as a square like you was doing it when you was balling. Because that's business and now you're having money. So you ain't got to go back to selling drugs, but you sure ain't going to forget that shit you knew about handling money. So, you know, it all comes around. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm telling you guys that's on here, except for you 447. I should have asked you out a long time ago. But make sure y'all hit me, AskRosebud@gmail.com, so that I can motherfucking send you parts 1 and 2 of the book. 12 hours of dope. Period. Free. Make sure you hit me. You got to do it today, because I'm old, and I'll be this for God. And then when you hit me, I mean, what the fuck you talking about, man? You know, that's how that's me, man. So you know what I'm saying? Hit me, you guys. All right, look. You know what? I'm going to call it. Actually, I fucking had a good time, to be honest. This was fucking cool. This is a good one. And, I didn't even really get to talk about all the shit I wanted to talk about as far as my bullet points, but I did talk about all the shit, you know, because you guys asked those questions. 619, what's up? What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening, bro?
Oh, okay. No, I was just calling and I finally caught one of your lives and shit, you feel me? And I'm a youngin' in the, you feel me, dope game, you feel me, out here in the streets and shit. And the way that you explain the game is like, I don't know, it's like clear. Like the way you did it was clear. So now, you feel me, I'm just calling and listening and shit.
Well, brother, everything I do, I try to make it clear, because that's the only way you're going to be able to use any of the information you get from what I'm saying. So, as long as you listen, I'm going to try to make it clear, brother, all right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks. Hey, you guys, I'm gone.